What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in
you. Oh, night. Yeah. Amsterdam. COVID cruise ship that actually is a COVID cruise ship. Oh my God, I would love to accept this rose. Do you want to come to hometowns and meet my brother in Mittens? Yes, yes.
Will you accept this rose into your world?
Hello, welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Rain, coming to you from my mom's bougie apartment in New York City, New York. Here I am on the Zoom with two of my favorite gentlemen and one of my favorite ladies with us today. I'm going to go catty corner on my Zoom screen. I am looking at a man whose mustache is very groomed right now. I'm going to say, because I've seen it go a little more mutton. I've seen it go a little more large. This is a very well-groomed, I'm going to say he grows the best facial hair of any of my male friends. You know him as the host of the Brando Cast that Rob Benedict has been on. Has Jerry Traynor been on it?
Jerry Traynor has been on it.
Paget Brewster, Lauren Lapkus will be on it soon. Has our other guest been on it?
Our other guest has not been on it.
Rude. So rude. You also know him as the host of Rock Tales on Sirius XM with Amit Zappa. Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite, my favorite, Brendan Smith.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Most importantly, also for Patreon listeners, will you accept this rose breaking down Southern Charm?
Oh, you know, you're absolutely right. I have to say, you're absolutely right. And we put up a freebie recently. We did Summer House. We did our very first one with you and Anna, and you're like catching the fever. You were the pusher man luring me into the world of like my little page. Little Paige, who I think about now is I'm a lady going on dates in New York City, and I think I literally think of, like, what would little Paige do? And I'm trying to execute it. And my goal is at one point in my life to say the following. Brendan?
You're so obsessed with me.
Oh, my God. You're obsessed with me. You're so obsessed with me. That's my goal. Once I say to a suitor, you're obsessed with me, my life cycle, my bachelorette life cycle will be complete. I'm going to practice it. I'm going to say it a couple times during the podcast. You're not going to know when. And it may not be at the right time. I might say it wrong. I might get it wrong. But this is why I practice. You start, if it was a cognitive behavioral therapy. If you were like a shut-in, you practice by going to the mailbox. Then maybe you go to the end of the street. Then maybe you go to Target, but you just go to the door, but you don't go in. Not that I'm a shut-in. But I'm just saying, I'm going to practice. Oh my God, you guys are obsessed with me. So at some point, I can say that in a sincere manner, and then I can come repeat back how it goes.
Before we introduce our two other guests, I just want to say I was dying watching last night's Bachelorette for one of them to say, "You're so obsessed with me."
Oh my God, you guys are, oh my God, you're kind of obsessed with me. You're so obsessed with me. Also with us is a man, and I don't want to scare him, but there are people watching him over his shoulder right now. There's
holy shit.
People watching it. They're huge. By the way, he's got a great microphone in his home setup.
Look at that.
I've said this before. This man writes. This is a straight white man. Spoiler alert. Don't be scared. Don't go run screaming. This is one of the good ones. This is a straight white man who writes so beautifully for female with such heart and compassion and humor. He writes flawed female characters in a manner that I had not seen like other straight dudes be able to do. What? Sincerely funny, flawed female characters. That, he has a huge heart. He's a great dad. He's fucking hilarious. He's a producer, a writer. You know him. You love him. Bill Kuntzler.
Yeah. Thank you. There's nothing better than being a straight white man in the entertainment business right now, right?
Oh, am I right?
Oh, my God.
So much work.
The phone rings off the hook.
You're obsessed with me, Bill. That felt right. That was just my practice. That was my baby butt.
Your hair.
This is my dating hair. This is my dating hair. My dating hair. Yeah, awesome. It needs a haircut. So I have to sort of fashion it into some kind of it's like summer feral Arden.
I'm color. Thanks,
it's my real color.
The glasses
are
great. I don't know why I'm getting like a Gloria Steinem vibe from the 70s.
Yes. 70s. Yes, this is art. She's free. She's marching. She's living her life, honey.
The dating market is very happy to have you on.
I got to tell you, New York has always liked me. New York has always been an Arden fan. God bless.
Yes.
Preach.
Excellent.
Also, a woman that I'm kind of obsessed with. I'm kind of obsessed with her. I called her and I was like, hey, my name's Arden Marie. I was told to call you. I'm thinking about doing a podcast about The Bachelor. She's like, yes, it's greenlit. We're going through. We're going to production Tuesday. This woman, and we have been on this ride now for 8 years. I realized I did the math wrong with Wells. It wasn't our 5-year anniversary. It's like our 7-year anniversary with him. But we are obsessed with her. She's also one of the best human people. Her soul is one of the best people of anybody I know. Ladies and gentlemen, we love her. Katie Levine!
Yeah. Hello. That is how it happened. You literally called me and was like, I have this idea for a Bachelor podcast. And I was
nervous.
Yes.
I loved it. Yes, that's green light. Yes. No, it's already done. Yes. Okay, so we were talking up top, and then we'll back up the bus. And this is getting ahead of ourselves. But when you have a Bachelor podcast, you basically have spies all over Earth, whether they're actually people that you know in your life. I consider all of our listeners my friends and my fellow spies. And people know not to give me spoilers, but they'll send info into the pod. So you were saying, somebody was mentioning before we started, we were talking about Logan and the COVID of it all.
Yeah.
Now, what did you guys say? What was what was the statement? And then I can read you what was sent to us.
Basically that he got COVID. After all that stuff with him switching teams and all that, he gets COVID and then they're just like, bye. See you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Disappears. Now, gone.
Yeah. By the way, there are so many great tweets about this, and I'm going to say, I don't want to get anybody out of the running for a sleep crown, so I'm going to save it. This was an email from Tess Favini. Logan T-ish. I don't know if I'm too deep on Reddit. Okay, that's the subject line. Hi, Arden and gang. Big fan of the whole show. And as a fellow New Englander, also a big fan of whenever Arden spirals into the, oh, you think you're better than me? My Rhode Island accent, Ryan and I have been talking in thick Rhode Island accents for the last 2 weeks. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. I've been laughing and laughing. Anyway, Anyway, during last night's episode of The Bachelorette, I was super confused about Logan's departure from the show. If Logan did indeed have COVID, why didn't Jesse Palmer tell all the guys who have been sharing a cruise ship with Logan? Why wouldn't Gabby, who has presumably been kissing him all day during the date, also have to isolate and get tested? Wouldn't everyone on the ship have to isolate?
I said the same thing.
We all did.
Well, here we go. I got tea. Ooh. According to an anonymous source on Reddit, so take it with a grain of salt.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
Those are all really, really smart and kind of obvious places to go. And I didn't go to any of them in the moment. I went to, I wonder if he's going to show up at the rose ceremony in a bubble.
You know what? We had other people wonder about the bubble too. About bubble. Yeah, we had other bubble thoughts. Well, according to an anonymous source on Reddit, the real reason why Logan had to leave was that he was found in the middle of some inappropriate behavior with the cruise staff in between the day and night portions of the date. I truly have no evidence of this other than a Reddit thread, but the working theory is that he had done something that would damage the perception of the cruise ship that they're pushing on us really hard. This person on Reddit is hinting that Logan was either caught doing drugs or having sex, aka being intimate and vulnerable in bachelor speak, with crew members and was asked to leave. Anyways, thought I would share a theory as his exit was super weird and fishy. Love y'all. Keep doing the wardrobe test. That makes sense.
It's a good theory.
It's a great theory.
I'm going to go with it. I'm going to fully buy in. I'm going
to I'm with Tess. Tess in Massachusetts. I'm here for Tess. Me too.
But and I know no other spoilers, but I do believe that the words Logan and Bachelor in Paradise may have been spoken out in the world already.
Wow.
I bet you he is going to be there, even if he did this.
Even if he did this.
Brendan, didn't it feel good for you to be able to say the word spoiler actually on the show and talk about a spoiler?
Because I was actually shocked that he went. And I believe this theory because he tells Gabby he's got COVID. Then when he goes to the guys,
he doesn't tell Gabby. Jesse tells Gabby.
But, no, Jesse. That's what I mean. Jesse.
Yeah.
And then when Jesse goes to the guys and they're all sitting there and he gives them no information, they would have shut everything down. There are so many, everyone knows here, the production protocols.
They're all stuck on a ship. They're stuck. So they are living together in a pod. So everybody would be shut down for 2 weeks.
Oh, they were just all together in that weird date. I mean,
But that just tells me that he found,
He was like doing blow or whatever.
A hot young, I'd like to say PA.
Yeah.
Maybe the captain of the ship. Who knows? Maybe it's a hot lady captain. I don't know.
Captain Sandy.
But Katie's right. They were practically having sex all together in the same room.
Yeah.
You have to.
They were she's like making out.
You have to
like
tell.
They would have said something. Yeah.
Was he in that sex date? Was he there?
Yeah, the sex date.
Yes. I wondered that too, and I wondered though, did they just say it like that to the guys just so they had those lines to trick us out in editing?
Well, and I also thought they wanted to fuck with the guys to make the guys feel like Gabby canceled it, and
but
like
also,
something
totally
like they're just they're such pieces of shit.
But the guys didn't seem even that concerned. They weren't like, "What happened?" They just said, "Oh, I hope Logan's okay," which that was interesting. They kind of like took that well, I thought.
I choose to believe Tess because it's fun. I'm going to choose because I like the gossip of it.
I wouldn't be surprised because I had the same thought. Like, if they were all just exposed to COVID, I mean, maybe they're just like, we're just going to keep testing you every day and make sure you don't test positive. But I feel like they would have just like said it. It would have been handled differently, I feel like.
All right. Well, we'll get to it in real time. Okay. But I just needed to start with a spoiler. Here we are in Amsterdam. I'm going to do my best Gabby impression. I think I can do it. Yeah, just was like hometown 6 weeks. It's getting like so much more serious, you know. Like, there's just so many boats and bikes in Amsterdam. I'm trying. Yeah. No, totally. That's my best.
I
right
do
now.
An impression every of Gabby every time we watch.
Let's
that
hear
whole
it.
Episode.
Here's hear it.
Nate, I really love your hair.
That's a great.
Come
that's
on.
Great.
That's spot
that's
on.
That's great. That's spot. That's I spot actually on. Felt like I actually Nate. Felt like we had a really big booking that we just got her. Okay. The one-on-one, Zach gets the one-on-one. Oh, Lori sent me a thing on the LA Times. Apparently, Zach talked his, I'm going to get it wrong. I'll read it to you. There's so much gossip. Apparently, this is from Lori. This was in the LA Times. Apparently, Zach basically convinced his firefighter dad to invest all of his retirement savings in crypto. And then the crypto firm went bankrupt and froze his father's assets. Should I say stuff like this on air? Should I not say this?
Yeah, no, say it.
It's in the LA Times, dude. Like,
it was in the LA Times. I couldn't open it because I'm not a subscriber.
I'm going to look it up.
That's such a bro move.
Yeah, this is the headline.
Was it just me? But when they showed Zach's dad, he looks like Putty from Seinfeld. I thought it was, what's his name?
I didn't see
him. He looked just like him.
He looks like Patrick Warburton.
Yes, it may be Patrick Warburton.
Okay, yeah, here it is. Oh my God, that's sad.
What is it?
It says has retirement locked up in bankrupt crypto leader.
Wait.
Chapman Shellcross has been burned before.
Chapman Shellcross?
Yeah, that's his name. His last name is Shellcross or Shell.
How do you spell his first name?
Chapman.
Oh, I thought you said Shatman.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm like, Shatman Shellcross. That's a great name.
He spent 34 years as a fireman.
Oh.
He retired from his job in the city of Orange after health issues caught up to him in 2020.
Oh, this poor guy.
And he's one of 1.7 million people whose assets are frozen in the Celsius network, a cryptocurrency lender that promised to be safer than a bank.
Oh, that poor guy. I mean, at the height of that, everybody had crypto crazy. I'm sure his son obviously meant well. I feel terribly for everybody.
It says he began investing in 2018, and then after he retired, he pulled all of his retirement savings out of a state-run account and put it into two cryptocurrencies. It doesn't say his son made him, though.
That's good.
No, it doesn't say anything about that.
That's
it sounds
good.
Like he.
That's good.
It sounds like he just like got into it on his own.
However, I will say this: that a 60-something or 70-something fire dude from the city of Orange, where you won't buy a lemon, I won't buy a lemon. Of Orange. I guarantee you that man had never heard of crypto before his son.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tino says, can we go to the gym? I have some like powerlifting to do. And then Gabby gets a one-on-one with Nate, and Jesse pulls her aside beforehand. He's like, is this working? She's like, yeah, it's just getting more serious because we're involving families. And he's like, to the ladies, he's like, is love in the air? And then Gabby goes, yeah, too much. She's like, you know, Nate's an amazing dad, and he lights up when he's talking about his daughter. But hometowns are next week. I feel nauseous. And since she got really emotional, and he's like, I can see you are emotional right now. He's such a dud. And she's like, you know, just involving families. Nate has a daughter. I have to say, I felt like she handled this well. I think she was, I mean, because in the past, people go, they run around, they play parent for the day, and then they rarely pick the person with the kid. And I feel that she was mature enough to know I'm not there yet.
Well, they always do it at the dinner. That's the thing. They always do it at the dinner after having a full day.
Yeah.
And the guy thinks like, well, I got this locked up. And they're like, no, sorry, it's not going further. You know what I mean?
But there's also been women with the girl, yeah, like the kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I did not handle this moment well.
I did not handle it well. What do you mean? In what way?
I mean, while I understand that Gabby probably did what she had to do, I was still a little upset with her, even though she probably handled it as well as she could and she was being honest. I like that guy so much. This is what I did. I turned to Molly and I said to her, you know what? If we had been that age and you had had a kid and I had had issues, because it's you and it's got to be you and it's only going to be you, I'm hanging in there.
Oh, Bill, that's nice.
Yeah,
so I scored points with my wife.
Yes.
And B,
That's big. That's really big. You basically had a vow renewal ceremony in front of the Bachelorette last night.
That was beautiful. And then we had a little buffet afterwards.
But you didn't eat the food. Yeah. You did not touch the
food.
Yeah.
So Brandon's holding his hand up. So just for me, I don't think there was anyone doing anything wrong. Everyone was just being honest. I needed someone to point a finger at, and I didn't have, because the whole thing felt so bad and I didn't have anybody. And so that's how I expressed it.
I think because she also, like, I think she just has such wounds around her mom.
I get
it. Her mom sounds rough.
But here's a question for you. I'm sorry. Here's a question for you. If she has this kind of issue with having kids, why haven't we seen these discussions? I mean, all those guys must want to have kids. And
I know, but I don't think she wanted to do it yet.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
To just step right in. Katie.
I thought she did bring up something because she wasn't certain if she wanted kids because
she did
the
first date. She did on the first date with him.
She
talked about it. Yeah. And she was like, she was honest with him on the first date. Yeah. And then they slow danced afterwards.
She was just like, I'm not sure if it's like in the cards for me.
And that's when she told him about her own parents and that, like, she did say to him, like, seeing how you're so good makes me feel like I could be brave enough to try. She was actually
sweet. I get it.
But yes, Brendan.
At least get me messed up on space cakes before you break up with me in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Have
some pot brownies.
You know, on Bachelorette Silver Lake, when we went to Amsterdam, everyone got hammered right away. That's why we're there. We're there to smoke some hash. We're there to have some space cakes. We're there to enjoy the canals a little bit high. So I was a little bummed out that they didn't go straight to a cafe and zonked out first, because that would have eased the landing a little bit for, because I really liked him too.
Yeah, I love the guy. Killmonger. Killmonger from Black Panther. Come on.
He's
so cute.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's so cute.
My favorite.
Now,
he was my favorite.
Now, you know he has more women coming his way that he got cutlet. I mean, you know that guy. A hot, sweet, dead Katie. Go for it. Tell the guys. Go for it. I wasn't going to be the bearer of bad news again.
Okay. So some stuff did come out about him.
Oh, no.
And I don't know. It's nothing terrible.
Okay.
It's nothing that's not, like, really, really super bad. But apparently,
there was a,
like,
TikTok.
Apparently, like, Reality Steve received a few messages right when he got announced, being like, oh, he's a shady guy. And then some girl put out a TikTok saying that she dated him for a year and a half and found out when she saw him on The Bachelor that he had a kid.
Oh, no.
Which I don't know how you hide that if you date someone for a year and a half. Like, did she not go to his house and see that there's, like, a child's room there?
What?
Are there not photos of
my roommate? That's my roommate.
Why did you just say it's nothing bad? That's pretty bad.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like we've heard worse.
Bad.
We have heard
worse.
Heard worse.
Yeah, like,
we've heard worse.
Yeah.
Look, when you've done 300 episodes of a dating show, you've heard worse.
No,
and then also, like, apparently he, like, dated a few girls, like, at the same time while telling the other girl, like, he was, you know, they were exclusive, shit like that.
Oh my god. Nate,
I know.
Nate,
just a few shady things.
Why?
It's tough because
who knows if it's all true? Who knows?
But by the way, what's scary is that I have watched, including Patreon, I've probably watched 450 episodes of dating television minimum in the last 7 years. Minimum. Deep diving, handwriting them out like a serial killer. This guy's good. He had me fooled. Like, it scares me that he pen bagged me. And I was like, no. This is just a sweet electrical worker who is a dad looking for love with an Elle DeBarge styling, and I'm here for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Who knows if it's true? We don't know, unfortunately. You know, like, I don't know. I guess the girl, though, had, like, she sent photos. I try not to look at Reality Steve because I'm afraid of being spoiled in other ways. So I have to look very careful. But apparently she sent photos to Reality Steve proving, like, no, we dated. Here's a ton of photos of
him.
But how do you hide a kid if you date for someone for that long? That's what I don't know.
In
the basement in your house.
In the basement.
Like, like, the kid doesn't have a room at his house? Like, what the fuck?
Okay, so she goes out with him and she says, I take the potential of being a mom so seriously because of my past. And then they played some crazy music and then She says, his daughter is the luckiest girl in the world to have him. It makes me love him more. She used the phrase love him.
Mm-hmm.
She said love him.
Yeah.
But she's not sure she wants to be a mom. And Nate shows up. He's so cute. He's like, I didn't see this date coming. They were so cute. Meanwhile, back at the cruise ship ranch, Logan and Johnny are spinning out. They're like, well, Nate's got to find things out. I mean, I guess, you know, he is looking for a mom for his kid. But is she ready to step into a mother role? Like, so they were saying that back at the ranch with the suitcase out, waiting for the suitcase PA. And they're like, you know, yeah, maybe Gabby has more healing and growing to do before she becomes a mom. They had like all those ding dongs saying that back at the Valiant Lady.
Men always have such insight.
No,
they're so excited.
No.
So sensitive about such
producers, whispering in ears.
Yeah,
I know. Because Judy
sitting there should be talking about NFL draft picks. They should be talking about fantasy football.
Yeah,
they should be talking about fantasy baseball. Hot ladies on the ship. Hey, is Captain Sandy hot? What do you think?
I know. I think it's like the Muppet Show. I think there's a bunch of producers like underneath all of them while they're talking.
So then Gabby decides she has more healing and growing to do before she becomes a mom. And she's like, it's so hard. You want to be together. And it's so sad because you can't. And then she's just like sobbing. And she's like, I should have done this earlier. And she goes to him and she's sobbing. She was so cute. She's so lovable.
Yeah.
She was like, she's like, I wanted this day for us to be so special. I have such, yes, Brendan.
I was going to say, I was going to ask this of everybody, and I don't know if this was a spectrum issue, but during this whole chunk of time, for some reason, the sink on my television was a quarter of a second off.
Ready? Like this, ready? I wanted today to be so special.
So,
such deep feelings for you. I'm going to get harder. More. I never want to say goodbye. There are two different places in your life. It's not you, it's me. I'm terrified of being a bad mom. She is the luckiest girl in the world. My feelings got deeper. It's so hard. It's you that I have to let go. And then he gathers his thoughts and he says the sweetest thing. He says, when the time comes, I know you're going to be a great mom.
Yeah.
And then she says, I'm going to miss you so much. And then he says, I don't know if I've ever met somebody as sweet as you. And then he says, I would never be upset at you for being this truthful. And then Nate says, this has been the best experience I've ever had. I'm so glad I met you. You've made my experience, she says, you've made my experience so special. You've shown me what it's like to be treated so well. Somebody's going to be so lucky to know that you picked him, he ends with. And then she let him go. And she's like, I never experienced what I had with Nate. It seems unfair that I was maybe falling in love with him. I don't know if I made a mistake. I can't think clearly. It makes me want to be with him more, how well he handled this. And then he's crying, and then out comes the suitcase PA. And then she says, it's hard to know if I made a good decision. What great television.
I have a
that
question.
That was
now.
Excellent. Yes, please.
Because I thought to myself, and this is why I was so upset, because they were so great together.
I love them
together. You could feel the energy between them.
I know.
And so I said to myself, how come Nate, and let's say edited it out, how come Nate didn't even try just a little bit to change her mind?
Great question. Katie Levine, let's hear from you, Queen. What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe they did edit out. You're right. He kind of just was like, oh, okay.
Exactly.
Maybe because she's brought it up before, maybe there were conversations that was about this before that we didn't see. And maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. I don't know. That's a really good question.
If you were handing the script in and you were getting notes on it, I think the executive would say does he love her? Because he's very passive in this scene. He's very passive.
Yeah. He just let her go immediately. Yep.
Brenda wouldn't do that.
No,
Brenda would fight for his lady.
Brenda, would you fight for your lady?
Nah, probably not. I mean,
Oh my God, you're obsessed with me. Oh my God, you're obsessed with me.
No, I was surprised. I was genuinely surprised because I think a few weeks ago I said, at the very least, he's going to hometowns.
Yes.
And I really felt like he was one of the front runners in that very
top three,
early
for sure.
Punch. Absolutely. And I was really genuinely surprised.
Ironically, I think it's the hometown that did him in because she couldn't face the kid.
Agreed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I want to say we love our Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. She's one of our listeners. She's a top tweeter. This was a very, like, I thought she wrote, "I will respect every person's choice if they want to be a mother and when, but I would like all people to know that even if your mother was not ideal, present, or mentally healthy, it doesn't mean that you will not be an amazing parent."
That's a great
thing. I had a terrible dad, and there's no doubt in my mind that I would have been a great mom.
Yeah, but
or I could be a great
but
mom.
But I think you would have been a bad dad.
I would have been a better dad. I would be great, like divorced dad. Are you kidding me? I wasn't born to be divorced dad.
Fabulous father.
I would have been I feel like me, divorced dad, like I could be fun weekend dad. Yeah. All water slides all the time. Yeah. You know, go American Gold. Paint that, like, color me mine. Yeah. I would sleep over, stay up too late. You could eat the candy.
Well, that's the biggest shame. What she just said is the biggest shame of all of this, because look at how Gabby and Rachel are treating each other. Look at how Gabby treats people. Look at who she is.
She's lovely. She's so lovely. But we love her.
She can't transpose that onto the parenting experience. And it's very sad. It's heartbreaking.
Her mom sounds like tough. Tough.
Oh yeah.
Katie.
Well, she might just not want to have kids too.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean that she's could also be
really, aren't they like 26? Yeah. I'm like, how old is she?
She's like 30. I think she's slightly older. So, and that makes me think, honestly, she might have thought more about whether or not she really does truly want to have kids. Not only because would she be a good mother, but is that something she wants in her life? And it could just be that she's undecided on that or leaning towards no. And just that, in addition to her not wanting to meet this kid and then potentially leave, she's just like,
I'm angry at the producers again. You know,
why?
Because if she's, I don't know how definitive she was at the beginning of this, but if she doesn't want to have kids, then the guys on the show shouldn't want to have kids. It's like, you know, I mean, unless for some reason the producers want drama, you know, I can't see why they would.
I feel like it makes, look, like I bet for her. I mean, I know I actually always thought I was going to have kids, you know, like, I was never like a clear yes or a clear, like I kept waiting thinking like, okay, like I'm not ready yet, but I'll be ready, you know? And like, and it's because I've always been so decisive that like, it was something that I would almost even as a woman, like be mad at myself that it wasn't more clear for me, that it was like, well, it should be a clear yes or a clear no. And it wasn't because I worked at camps. I love kids. I'm great with kids, but I also, you know, I toured a lot doing stand up. I'd be on location. I'm just practical and realistic as well. And so I kept waiting to have that. Like, I always kind of wanted kids, but I didn't have, I kept thinking like, well, surely at this point, like I'll wake up with that drive that like some of my friends just woke up and like needed kids. And so I think there's a lot of areas of gray for women. And maybe it was the idea that it's going to be like tomorrow, mom, and here's Abigail or whatever. Like, and you know, like, I think it might, I don't know that it would be a black and white thing.
Can I tell you something, Arden? You were just riveting. In that speech, it was riveting. It was Betty Davis.
Oh, really?
It was Betty Davis. Now Voyager, riveting. And so, I am very surprised that this hasn't been a topic on the show, because I think it would be because we've heard her say, I'm not sure I want to, but look, the Bachelor and the Bachelorette are the only shows where it's not only okay, but it's almost expected to talk about kids and getting married on the first date.
Yeah.
So the fact that it hasn't come up more, and we could have had some opportunities to get to the emotional levels that you just showed in this audition.
Wow. Did I just get a Golden Globe? Is that is this Zoom Square going to get? Should I submit it for a Golden Globe?
You should, though. It's going to cost you a lot in wining and dining the Foreign Press Association. But yes.
And then we'll have to bring back the Golden Globes to do it. But I think it's worth it.
I agree.
Well, why don't we? Is there any final? I have to say, I was hoping that they would end up together. I really thought last week when she bought the candy for the daughter, I was like, yeah, that's her future family. Like, she was just telling him to hang in there because that he's the one and they're going to be together. And I'm sad that he's not the one in there.
I forgot about that because he could, like, if he was a dick, like some of the stuff Katie read, like some of his behavior, he could have said, what do you do? You just brought her candy last week and now you're sending me hope for it? What the hell's going on here?
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes also, as we all know, if it's hysterical, it's historical. And when we have like primal early wounds, fears, like a primal raw nerve gets pushed. And it's like, okay, you have to jump off the bridge tomorrow. Yeah. It's like, I think it's like lizard brain takes over and it's just fight or flight. And it's just like pure, wherever, like the 5-year-old version of whoever this person is, the original wound of just like, I cannot do this.
Well, because you saw her talking to Rachel about it and being like, oh, I'm unsure. But she kind of was like talking like, I feel like I'm feeling better about it. And I feel like this is something I could do. And then she takes him on the date. And I think in the middle of the date, she's just like, I can't. Like, she just kind of flipped on the middle. Because they seemed to have a great first half of the date. And then I think she just really started thinking about it and was just like, I can't. And
I think she's also a kind person. Like, yes, I think she also, like, like, I think basically unless she knew he was going to win, she didn't want to do that to that little girl, what maybe her mom had done to her.
Yeah. And I also want to say, I hope I'm wrong. I hope all the stuff is wrong that came out about Nate. Because, like, I mean, he didn't fight for her, but he handled it well. And he was sweet and he was understanding.
Oh, yeah.
Respectful.
There's a lot of, like, hot people. I mean, a lot of people, like, we've all been trashed to somebody at some point in our life, probably. Like, we've all, like, smooched and ghosted someone on Earth, you know? So, like, you know, if you look like...
Thank you. I don't know if I've ever done that.
You didn't do that in your 20s at some point in your life. How about post-divorce? Did you go on a tear that every fucking post-divorced TV writer goes on in town? Did you go on like
bad-mouthing my ex or?
No. Did you go make out with a lot of ladies around the valley?
Yeah, but I'll be honest. I don't think I ever ghosted anybody. Like,
But did somebody like you more than you like them?
Yeah.
You're like, I had to keep it moving. So,
I'm not sure I've ever been in a relationship where that wasn't the case.
they always like you more than you like them.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you said the other way around. I always like them much more than they like me. But that's a parental thing. That started with my parents.
There you go. We all have our quirks. Brendan, what were you pointing at?
Pointing at me. I'm bad. I was bad. It was bad.
We all have been.
Bad in my 30s, bad in my 40s. Yeah, and I actually dated someone who had a child, and he was quite delightful, and he was 3, and she had him on her own with a donor.
Oh, wow.
So there was no politics of another guy. There was no, like, dad out there.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, and it was quite wonderful, and most of our dates actually included the child.
And
it had I hit a point where I just kind of fell into depression, and so it was
about what, because of the kid or just
no
in
more
life?
Los Angeles. More Los Angeles had really knocked me down a couple notches.
Oh, how could that possibly be? It's such an easy city.
I know. Right. And so I was like, oh, God, I don't think I'm ever going to work again. So fuck.
Right. Sure.
And then everything just closed in and I kind of ghosted that person. And it was horrible. It was really horrible. And I
did. Did you ever apologize?
I did. But but it's still like the damage was done. And I was really good for the kid. Like I introduced the kid to like Spider-Man and Star Wars.
Jethro Tull.
Yeah. Yeah. And Iron Maiden and Slayer.
Iron Maiden. And Rush. Yeah. Rush.
Took him to his first Journey concert. You know, it was all good. But
3-year-olds love Journey.
We're all flawed. We're all doing the best we can with the limited tools we have.
I got to say, not since Arden's monologue about 10 minutes ago have I seen another Golden Globe worthy emotional monologue.
Are we competing against each other right now?
I think you guys are in the same category.
Watch this. Geico can save you more. Geico can save you more.
Is that your
question? I was bringing it, my friend, and it was what I was just trying to say. Peeling back the layers of his emotions. It's fantastic.
We're being human. Hey, guys, today, who knew that on a very special human? You know what? We're getting vulnerable. We're getting very vulnerable.
Well, and I also
on a very special vulnerable, will you accept this rose?
I also said a couple of weeks ago when I was on that, you know, as the child of divorce, I never wanted to put another child through that experience.
You know what? No. And you made Padgett rethink her thoughts on I don't need to hear about divorce. So no, it wasn't Padgett.
Lauren. It was Lauren.
Lauren. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
And we're back! So we just left off. Gabby and Nate had a heart-wrenching goodbye.
Ugh.
Suitcase PA, she doesn't know. Then we go for Rachel and Zach in a tulip field. Now, somebody tweeted us, and I may need somebody to go onto Hulu right now and look. Apparently, she had an enormous camel toe in the field of the tulip. Katie's looking it up. Katie's pulling it up right now. By the way, we've all had camel toes, so I'm not trying to shame anybody. But I just, when you have a podcast and you have your little army, the best things get sent to you, including somebody's. It's a worldwide. It takes a village to notice every little thing. Because I'm busy writing it out like this, I don't see all the camel toes.
I'm surprised. I mean, ABC doesn't have a person on each staff to make sure that doesn't happen. Just the camel toes.
Make sure it does. Make sure it does.
Because they fuzz everything out so quickly.
She goes, "Will you accept this tulip?" And they have Polaroids. And they're taking Polaroids. He's sweet. They're kind of like basic and cute together.
Yeah.
He's like, I really like you. Yeah. She's like, I like you too. He's like, here's a Polaroid. She's like, yeah. Oh, you think you're keeping that? He's like, I am.
They're like picture that comes at the frame. Cute.
Yeah. And then they like had no money for a hotel, but they flew in the wooden hot tub with no jets to like sit in the tepid water in the tulip fields. And they strip down, and he's like, I feel like things have gotten better and better.
Yeah.
And he's like, you could meet my family now. I am that confident and sure. So then they go to the museum, and she's in her red dress. That I will say, Twitter really exploded at us. What a field day you all had tweeting at us about the sleeves. There was so many fun photos about what she was wearing with the giant sleeves.
This show... especially Rachel, has freaking turned me into Halston. I mean, I'm watching, and every time Rachel comes out last week with the giant
she's
AV over
styling.
One, it's like, what is she thinking? I mean, every episode.
Last week she had the Swarovski crystal rose tint that
my
was happening.
God.
Gabby has like sexy dominatrix vibes, but Rachel... they are not doing Rachel
a
favor.
My Molly, my wife, says like every time that we watch, she says, clearly Rachel is styling herself.
She feels like she's styling herself. Well, there was the one that bachelorette, that what's her name? That always looked like she was a realtor in her like lady blazers.
Katie.
Katie.
Oh my God.
She was, I mean, nothing personal, but that was like a forgettable bachelorette season. Yes, Brendan.
I was going to say, I have problems with wardrobe in general on the show because the men, the men are never dressed in more than two colors. And it is like strictly Old Navy, plain shirt, plain pants, even though all those guys taper their fucking jeans at their ankles, which drives me crazy.
No rock t-shirts.
Not one rock.
There's no Rush shirt. There's not one Rush shirt.
No, but also just give me a Hawaiian shirt. Like, give me like flannel. Like, give me something.
Well, they're not allowed to wear certain. Like, I'm sure they're not allowed to wear certain things.
Logos.
No logos. Yeah, it's
but
all
you can give me a pattern. Give me a pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me some color blocking.
Plaid.
Come on.
give me a floor.
Has there ever been
ombre.
A guy that has there ever been a guy that like you know. Does that dress is like a little more stylish? I can't think of any.
Oh, I mean, Nate at least wore pearl chokers.
That's true.
Wells had the matching romper.
Well, Wells to me, honestly,
Wills.
One of the Wells.
There was a Wells and a Wills, but you're talking about Wells.
I'm talking about Wells.
Okay.
I'm talking about Wells from way back.
Our favorite.
He was the only one who had a little bit of style, his own flair.
Yeah.
No one else on the show, from the men, from the male point of view, has their own style that pops to me, and it drives me crazy.
No, I agree. Wells like wore the jacket with like he'd always have like pins and stuff. Like,
yeah.
So then he goes, "You've been checking off all the boxes since the moment I met you. Have you ever brought someone home?"
I've had two big relationships, by the way, because it's the picture that comes with the frame.
Giant sleeves. Giant sleeves. Pilot.
And camel toe.
Camel toe. Oh, yeah, Katie, what's the verdict?
I just looked, and I wouldn't say it's a camel toe, but it's just tight around her crotch and kind
that's
of
that's how
like
I am.
Pulling back a little bit.
As a woman with a long torso, I'm sure when I wear my little Big Bud Press jumpsuits on stage, I'm sure I definitely have a fucking wedgie in the back. So I'm sure there's been a time that I've been given a little front wedgie too. There's no way I've not had a camel toe doing stand up on stage.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, but like
look, it's
a little tight there.
It happens in a jumpsuit. If you gals got so sue me, I got a longer torso and I want to wear a jumpsuit.
Yeah, a little too fitted. You're like, oh, okay.
What am I supposed to like saw off the bottom half of my body? I don't think so. Okay, so he's had two big relationships. One was in high school, and one ended a year ago. He was not okay. He was 85 pounds overweight. He was not happy. He had no love for himself, and he needed to make sure that he could become whole. And she was like, what did you do to work on yourself? God bless this season of The Bachelorette. It is sponsored by therapy. The number one. I mean, I'm here for this.
I believe in recovery. I have a life in recovery myself, but I was hoping that when she said, "So what are you doing? What did you do to like mess around?" I was hoping that he would go, "You know what? I'm really into Scientology and I'd like to tell you all about it."
Yeah, that would have been incredible. So then she's like, "I am very excited that you were brought up therapy." And then she's like, "Going therapy has been a favorite part of my week," both of them. So basically she's like, "Yes, therapy really helped me after Clay Tours season," which was like 2 days ago. Did she go to therapy for like three times? Like,
I know.
Like, I had to learn like what I was looking for. Like, how big was the gap?
By the way, if you sign away your rights, there's your other show. People that go to therapy after The Bachelor, especially dramatic season.
Oh, that would be great.
Let's air that.
Yeah, that would be great. We could do like group therapy.
In treatment, Bachelor edition.
Oh yeah, you could do it at like Promises in Malibu, and it could be like Bachelor in Paradise, but like the 12-step edition.
Come on, ABC, America wants it.
Come on, ABC, you're missing out. God grant me the serenity to bone, except the bones I cannot change. Okay, so then she says. And I have to say, it feels late in the season that this hasn't happened for anyone yet. I wanted to tell you something. Finally, I am falling in love with you. She should have said, "Oh my God, you're obsessed with me." Oh my God, you're obsessed with me.
You're kind of obsessed with me.
Oh my God, you're kind of obsessed with me. Oh my God, you're kind of obsessed with me. Yeah, I am falling in love with you.
It also would have been great if, like, what you just said, because she's gone through such tribulation. Like, if she had just taken a beat and said, finally, someone.
Oh, my God. And she goes, it was actually cute. I thought her response was really cute. I was happy for her. She goes, "Oh, my God." And then she kissed and kissed and kissed him. She goes, "Oh, my God." And he goes, "I said it out loud. I feel so happy. I feel just ecstatic." And then, it was just really cute.
My takeaway from this moment is I kind of feel like somehow Rachel has pulled ahead of Lindsay in terms of Gabby. I was thinking about Summer House.
Yeah.
Lindsay Hubbard. I am so sorry. Hello, Lindsay. Hello, Carl. I know you guys listen to this podcast. But I feel like Rachel has pulled ahead of Gabby a little bit in terms of having like a group of guys that are totally into her.
Agree.
And that she has a better pool now than Gabby.
Brenda
brings up a good point. Am I the only one who at the end of every episode totals up how many men are there for Gabby and how many men are there for Rachel and make it like a score?
Well, now,
like it's sports.
Now
it's 4-3.
Rachel's ahead. Now,
4-3, Rachel
now
wins
Gabby,
this episode.
Gabby was ahead and now Rachel's pulling
ahead. It was 7-5. Gabby was winning. Now it's 4-3, Rachel.
It is. ABC has set up the worst. Like, can't you just let one lady feel special for like one season? Like, can't you had to do it on the female season? You couldn't have done this with guys.
That's not the way.
Like, you had to do it to two women. It was just the worst.
That's not the way it works, Arden.
Let's just make two women, even though they're supposed to be like the prize catches, still feel like shit and not enough. Like, I can't. Yeah. Katie.
It could be a lot worse. Like, they're allies. They're very close, you know.
Well, they're cool. The production is doing everything to be under.
Yeah,
it's gotten better.
I'm surprised the production didn't pick two women who were going to hate each other, because that as horrible as that would have been in some ways.
It would have been easy, too. And then somebody says, he said, "Engagement feels like a real possibility," he said. And then that was like they had a great date. That was a really good date. He could win.
I'm now mad that he didn't say, "I do have to come clean on the fact that I just convinced my dad to put all his retirement money in crypto." So that's kind of a hassle. I don't know if you'll meet him at hometowns. He's still pissed at me. But other than that,
well, just know that we're going to see this poor guy next weekend or next week.
Yeah.
Poor dad.
Yeah.
Well, I also felt really good for them, because I don't know about you guys, but certainly running around in a tulip field is on my bucket list as well. So I thought, I'm so happy for them.
I got to be honest. I was like, I would like to do
that. It's nice, but is it on your bucket list?
Second,
no, I have a much more fun life than that.
Second date without space cakes. So, you know,
I did keep saying that to myself.
They're too square. They're too square for space.
This has got to be the pot date. Every before everyone, I kept saying that to myself, and nothing.
Right? Thank you, Bill. Thank you, because that's an important thing in dating when you go out with someone and you decide together in a safe environment, okay, let's get hammered.
And the other,
and see where it goes, because this is an important thing.
And the other
if
date,
throw it together, then we know.
The other date I was waiting for was, come on, guys, we're going to go into the red light district. And we're going to talk to some of these women through the windows. It's going to be great. Come on, let's go.
I feel like this was their version of it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about the red light district. They even did have red lighting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And we're taking a quick break. Oh, my God. No, they did not. No, they did not. Oh, yes, they did.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen.
Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
And we're back. Okay, here we go. So Gabby, come back. Gabby is teary. And she's like, Nate isn't here. And they're like, can I give you a hug? A lot of people pointed out how excited the guys must have been because she wasn't wearing a bra, allegedly. I don't know. These are all of our listeners that are we have listeners that are like they're on Titty Patrol and Campbell Toe Patrol. And you know what? I'm not judging anybody.
I am.
There was numerous people that pointed out how psyched the guys were when she came to talk to them. I'm like, I don't know. Now Katie's fast forwarding.
That's hilarious.
By the way, I'm here. I mean, like, good for her. So she shows up in a mini skirt and thigh-high boots. She is a fox.
She is.
She is such a fox.
I didn't think she was as much of a fox on, at least early on Clayton's.
They made her quirkier, and now it's like, holy moly, she's hot.
She's leggy, as they used to say back in the 50s.
She is not going to get a back and front wedgie. Her torso is proportioned correctly, and her legs are 8 mile long.
Yes.
So she's like, I want to take our love to the edge. And it's like an S&M lady with a red light and a at least they gave us this.
This was edgy.
This was edgy for the mouse, don't you think, B-Man?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to do it, but the producers convinced me that this would be a fun segment.
Yeah.
That I felt like this was the edgiest date we've ever seen on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a red light. There's a lady in a leather outfit. And the lady's like, sex is so important. Today we're going to talk about, and I think they said, today we're going to talk about Fuck It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, wow, good for you, ABC.
That was a fun little game that because I played it with my wife. When they kept bleeping things out, we kept guessing what they were saying.
Well, no, I'm writing it all down so fast. So I just wrote down. So what else did they say?
Masturbation. Yeah. That got bleeped. How many times a day do you masturbate? Yeah.
I think that they said fucking and sex and then they bleeped again. I kind of think that was like not a dirty word and they just bleeped it to sound dirty because yeah. I was like, what else would they have said there?
I think Brendan's wrong.
It could have been that dirty.
I don't think it was masturbation. I think it was tossing each other salads is what I read.
and then they said like giving fellatio, I guess, or kalinga.
I think they head.
Did you say actually head?
I think it was head.
Wait, who said?
She asked if the guys like to go down on the girls.
Yeah,
like
great.
Did she say head? Because it seemed like short. And I was wondering if it was head.
I think so. Great. I think it was head.
It seemed informal for her to say head. I guess.
Great. So then,
scary. Like,
what is your? Who, Gabby or the other lady?
The other lady. She was a little scary.
She was scary. Yeah.
That's who I meant. That's who I meant could fuck you up. That lady, if you found yourself strapped to a bed, handcuffed to the posts, you're in big trouble with that lady because...
You can't look at her and just go, oh my God, you're so obsessed with it. And then she'd be like, beat the shit out of you.
She seemed more like she was from a German red light district.
It felt very like that sort of... What was it? Cabaret? Is that what was that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the safe word, somebody picked asbestos.
I heard the word Albuquerque too.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever been more aroused than when you heard Albuquerque?
Arden, what's your safe word?
It's Brendan Smith. Rob Cohen. So asbestos is a safe word. And they're like, how often do you masturbate? Have you slept with more than 10 women, 20, 30, 100? He's like, I am from Palm Grove, Florida. I'm a realtor. And then there was like a tickling of the chin. And she's like, take off your shirt and lie on the ground. I felt like Gabby was a good time. And you were like, she's like a good sport. And like, I was shocked that Johnny was the one who rose to the occasion because he seems uptight.
Really?
He was here for it.
Well, the guy who was the most uptight was Spencer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Lucky to be around, I say.
I feel like the one that's going to break her heart is Eric. And, like, I was surprised that he wasn't more of a dirty dog. He seemed shyer than I thought he would be.
None of them seemed as happy about this as they could. Maybe it's weird with, like, four other guys or whatever. Maybe. Yeah.
No, they all seemed like really uptight about it. And
it wasn't even that big of a deal.
Just say it was you jack off. Come on.
Like who cares? It's like it should be fun.
Well, what was a little weird was when they all kind of were lying down.
Yeah.
And they had the overhead camera.
I think maybe trying not to get a boner.
Looking for boners. I was like, are there boners? I didn't see any. I think if
I didn't either. I didn't see any boners.
They were so uncomfortable with like the other guys and they were all like touching feet.
That's what I was about to say. Maybe they didn't have boners because their feet were all touching.
The editors on this show have one job, which is to keep the boners off ABC network television. I think they do a very good job.
No, Katie is boner patrol, and she's found numerous boners over the years.
I feel like we've seen a few boners.
We've definitely had boners. We've definitely looked for boners in like when they go to like when they're at like sandals.
Yeah.
And they're like straddling like under a waterfall.
And these guys were wearing speedos.
And
this is all chronicled on bachelorettebonors.com. It's all out there on the web.
No, but Katie has been our boner.
Yeah, I feel like you
inspector.
See like a little bit. It's never like full boner. Yeah. It's never like, I remember on Blind Date.
It's like a half
put, like,
chub. It's like a full blown half chub.
It's not like that.
Okay, so then we have, so the taking off the shirt. Then it's the cocktail party. Jesse shows up. She's in her yellow dress. He's like, look. I bet I'm just telling you, Logan is not here. Mm. He tested positive. We have to cancel the cocktail party. You know, it's and then so then he goes to the guys. He's like, there's been a situation with Logan. So there's no after party. He did not tell them what happened. And I just felt like everything about that was shady. And I believe our queen, Tess, from Massachusetts.
I do too.
What I don't get is like, if that was the case, if Logan was found doing something inappropriate he shouldn't have done and he was sent home.
Yeah.
why cancel the cocktail party? Why not come in and say Logan has food poisoning? Or why not just be fucking honest about it? Hey, Logan did some shady shit. So you can at least have the cocktail party.
Well, I think
that I feel like they were trying to fuck over Gabby a little bit. Okay, Brendan.
I love this point that Katie is making, because I thought that Logan was actually definitely going to go to hometown.
I thought so too. I think based on what happened in the rose ceremony, that would have been true.
And yeah, because she would have taken four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, he's got COVID and they'll say he's got a quarantine for 5 days. And then she has the rose ceremony with the other guys or the cocktail party or whatever. And she still gives Logan a rose without being there. That's what I thought.
Well, they didn't even say he's gone for good. Yeah. They just said he won't be at the cocktail party. Right. It wasn't until the end where they're like, now that Logan's gone, like, oh, wait. Logan's gone.
It was so
I think Tess is right. You guys, but it's right.
The way you described it at first, I think explained everything, because as you know, I've watched The Bachelor and Bachelorette over the years. They have never shied away from a contestant, you know, going outside of the lines, doing something wrong. Sure. They always use it. So I think the difference here was that you guys are saying it was with a crew member of this virgin ship that had
Virgin is like,
so I think in order to shine a spotlight on that, they would have had to screw over their sponsorship with Virgin.
Yes, and it was probably like cocaine or something. It was like, probably something.
I think that's the
more
only
untoward reason.
Otherwise, they would have gone.
Yes,
there for
you're
sure.
right. It was their sponsor.
But why say COVID then?
Why? Because it was easy. Because we all say COVID when we don't want to do something right now. So. We all say I have COVID.
Because the writers from Abbott Elementary were busy and they couldn't come up with a better.
You think like, well, now all these people are exposed to COVID and now they're all just still hanging out and making out together. Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, that's the
a great
that
point. That's
confuses
a great
me.
Point.
Why not just say
that's
family emergency?
Yeah, it wasn't well done. It wasn't well done.
Brendan.
I have another question that I was really struck by. There's nobody else on this colossal ship, correct?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is an environmental disaster.
Okay, well, I can promise everybody that on The Bachelorette Silver Lake, we are going on the Weezer cruise. So there you go.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back to Rachel's group date.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
So
this episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Hey, y'all, we're back. Oh, baby back bitch, coming up, coming attractions, learn the phrase baby back bitch. Rachel has a group date. We're in the cheese capital of the world, Adam. Avon peels off with Rachel. Tino steals her. She's like, she is fully having her pretty woman moment. Like, she is the belle. I guess it shouldn't be pretty woman. I don't know. Queen of the prom. She is like, every guy wants to be with her.
They run to her at the beginning. Run to her.
Oh, yeah. They ran to her. I agree with you. The powers have shifted. Yes. They're ready to give it their all. And in the town, there's like this strong man. And he's like, and poor one of the guys is like, I'm lactose intolerant. And they're like, okay, take off your shirts. You're going to all lift cheese. Okay, we start with two cheese. Now we got four cheese all the way up to eight cheeses. Tino and Ethan, who's the lactose intolerant one, and Tino won. And Ethan was hurt, but she took care of him. And the cheese king of Adam is Tino. And Avon says, I'm ready for the next step. I mean, this was grasping at straws. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Brendan, I see you nodding. It was grasping.
Yeah, it was. It's you know, they're because they're too scared to do the space cake date.
Yeah, well, not again.
And get annihilated. They're too afraid to do that. The cheese thing. I don't really think about Amsterdam and cheese. You know what I mean? Like, that's just me.
No. But I think about pot and sex.
Yeah, exactly.
And canals and bicycles.
Pot and cheese, maybe.
But also, Tino is one of my favorites. Hopefully I can explain this. Because Tino is from a forgotten corner of Los Angeles, which is Playa del Rey. For people outside of the city who don't understand this, this is a little tiny, tiny, mini beach community wedged between Marina del Rey and El Segundo, LAX, really. It's at the end of Culver Boulevard. So I have been quietly rooting for Tino because he's from the armpit of Los Angeles and a beach community that has one shitty dive bar called the Prince of Wales and a really weird Italian restaurant called Salerno's. So he's quietly my favorite because when I go bike at the beach, I park in Playa del Rey,
and sure.
Nobody lives there. I think Roseanne had a house there, actually.
Weird.
But I was happy that he won the little competition.
I was surprised.
I was too, and I have to say, Ethan was on a mission to win. Yeah. Ethan was on a mission to win.
Well, because he knows that he has to win to step forward. I think Ethan knew that his time is coming to an end. He needed to stand out.
I had no idea Tyler was that built. That guy, Jesus.
No, Ethan's time is coming. Avon is still in the running.
Yeah, we're saying that Tyler
saying
is
Ethan.
Ripped.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, he's tall and
he Tyler
looks like
is
a little
ripped.
Boy.
I was kind of surprised because it's like very clear that the other dudes work out a lot. And Tino even said, oh, I don't work out. And then he beat them. Yeah. I was like,
he
wow.
He's a contractor. So then Avon says, I'm ready. They're at the cocktail party. I'm ready for the next step. Dad didn't get along with the last lady I brought home. Didn't feel it was a good fit for me. But he would love you. Tyler says, Rachel is my person. Is he going to be too into her? Is he going to scare her off?
Well, not at this point. Rachel is like an empty glass just dying for... It's that African. Like, all you have to do is scrub her up, and she's going to be happy. But
I feel like though she's the type of girl that like she likes to be like negged a little.
Oh my god!
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's pushing it. So when she goes, you're kind of obsessed with me. It's really like you're kind of obsessed with me.
You're actually kind of obsessed with me in a way that's not like fun and flirty. It's like you are actually kind of
obsessed
with me.
Sucks because I really like Tyler and I think he's like one of I think
he's
got
to play
so
it cooler.
Sweet.
You have to have a little bit breezy, a little bit happy, busy mystery. Yeah. Like you got
to
be a little bit.
But you guys, I don't hate to jump the gun. Who got the rose?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Tyler?
Yeah.
Tyler.
Okay, you're right.
He did get the rose.
You're right, because she's that insecure.
She's that insecure.
You're right.
Maybe he will. Maybe he will. And maybe they will.
I think Zach is going to win. So Tyler goes, it's surreal meeting someone like you. And my mom said, if you bring another person home and she is not the last person, don't bother bringing her home.
Okay.
How many people have he brought home? Brendan.
First of all, I'm so sorry. Who the fuck cares what your parents think, people? Come on.
I don't. I don't. Mine are not, dead, but beyond that, I don't care.
Not once in my life did I ever do that math. I wonder if my mom and dad would like her.
Well, no. You also never got married.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
No, but I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. It wasn't like, that wasn't your, but you weren't a guy that was trying to get married at 25.
Who's holding the whip now?
I'm a divorced person with two dead parents. I'm not trying to, like, I think that he's like, I respect that. But, look, getting to, was that awful? Cut that out.
No. You've known me for a long time.
No, but I'm saying that you, I think that you're comfortable in your own skin enough to be your own person and like that your priority wasn't following the society's narrative.
Never.
Of like, no. And like, you have the best lady now. You have the hottest girl in town, like, who's the coolest, like, literally my favorite, hottest, coolest girl in town is your girlfriend. Legitimately. His girlfriend is so hot.
I know his girlfriend.
So like, so to me, I feel like you aren't trying to live your life for everybody else.
No.
You weren't trying to be like, I need to do this because I'm supposed to do this and I'm 36, so I should have two kids. Like, that's not who you are.
Oh my God. If I brought someone home, Cheryl Smith would have never fucking shut up about
Is that true?
Oh my
God. Did you ever bring anyone home?
No. And this is actually funny. I never did. And one time my mom was on the phone with her best friend, Mrs. Overcamp. This is like I was a senior in high school and I never talked to my mom about people. And I literally heard my mom say to her best friend on the phone, well, I don't know what's wrong with Brendan. He never talks about girls. Maybe he's gay.
Oh, great. Brendan, I want to apologize if that came out harsh.
No.
I meant that as a compliment.
You know my current lady, but you also some of the ones in the past.
But I feel like you've held out. I feel like, again, I don't know the person with the 3-year-old or anything like that, but I feel like you've always been an honorable guy and that you've always lived you're a very good friend. You've always had a lot of friends. And I feel like you've lived your life very much honoring your inner guidance, like your inner flame of like what's true to you.
Seconded.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. And it's not, I'm not criticizing these guys, but I'm just saying like whenever I hear that, I go like, who?
It's a different priority though. It's a different.
I guess you're right.
It's a different choose your own adventure.
Look, like everything on the show, it's exaggerated. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting your parents to like the person you're dating. And I think a lot of us have introduced, and you know, and you want them to get along because look, they are going to be together a lot. So you want a nice thing, but the way that,
if you have kids, you want them to not hate the mother of their grandchildren.
The way Tyler said it, it was way over the top. But again, who got the rose?
Okay. So then he said, I don't ever want you to forget how amazing you are. I am really falling hard for you. Yeah. And he goes, and then Ethan goes, family is the most important thing in my life. And I was just waiting for the person to open my heart, and I feel like it could be you. And then Tino goes, I would have brought you home 2 weeks ago. I haven't had a moment of doubt in weeks. I am so sure of you. And afterwards, he's like, I am expecting the rose. I literally think I am her person. And then, this was a fun twist. Tyler got the group rose. Tino is such a turd. Such a baby back bitch. It was so accurate. Yes, Katie.
I called it. I said the whole time I've been saying he gives me dick vibes. Like,
yeah,
hardcore.
He's a dick.
He always seemed entitled. He seemed just like
such a dick.
I really got so angry here.
Brendan.
People from Playa del Rey tend to be dicks.
Okay, so he goes this, ready? And then we can discuss this. This is what because we have a lot of listeners that don't actually watch the show. So this guy, we see him talking to a producer off camera. He was like, I am at a loss. I am at a loss for words. I don't fucking get it. I did not get the rose. I am crushed. I am about to, like, in my mind, I was going to get the rose. I'm taking out Zach. Okay. I'm taking out this person. Okay, you're next. Boom, I'm it. And then Zach goes, all right, but he's acting like a baby back bitch. No, who said that? It wasn't Zach. Who called him?
Ethan.
Did Ethan say that?
And then Ethan, God bless Ethan. Ethan goes, he's acting like a baby back bitch. And then Tino goes, this is a fucking joke. It makes me second guess everything. I was like, is he going to quit?
I thought what I was of shit. This close, I thought.
Yeah.
He's going to quit at some point. I bet he quits before the end.
I think that's like the drama we see in the upcoming weeks is something with Tino. But the way he was just like, I deserved it. I earned it. And like, the way felt, so like.
It's almost like I tricked her. I said everything right. I said everything. I hit the post. I said the script right. I told the lead what she needed to hear. I should have executed my plan to take this out, and then I'm the winner. It's like a sports
which is
game.
So insincere. Whereas like with everything Tyler said, felt very sincere.
I think Tino, I'm pretty sure when I was teaching my bachelor school last year, Tino, I think Tino missed the roll with the punches class. I'm almost sure. I'm almost sure he was absent.
Now, Hattie, what do you teach in that? What do you teach? What's the syllabus for
that? The syllabus is you're in it to win it. You know,
the main
thing. But there's a bunch of little subcategories, and you know,
Bill wants people to win with grace and dignity. Win or lose with grace and dignity.
What people don't understand is you. This is a microcosm. You have to show what kind of person you are every moment.
Yeah.
There are cameras everywhere.
How much is your bachelor school?
It's expensive, but it's, you know.
How much is it? Let's just say I wanted to enroll. Like, if I wanted to be a good bachelorette, how much would it cost me?
It is. There are some government grants, especially with the new Biden program. But, for a semester, it's about $5,000. I don't think that's outrageous.
No, by the way, if I could quit my job and become an influencer selling tanning solutions, what would be my first lesson in bachelor's? Like, how would you fix me? If I sincerely entered the mansion and you know me and you know my quirks, what would you tell me to do to make it as far as I could?
Did you just say you're an influencer?
Well, eventually, like if you don't win, you can become an influencer. Yeah, if you don't win the season.
My school is old school. There have been some competing schools that I'm not too happy about, which is about like just making the most out of the experience, like financially.
Right.
I am all about finding love and doing everything you need to do to be your true self and to end up with the person.
All right. So, what would you tell me? What advice would you tell me to go win the season?
Remember that there are cameras everywhere. And in fact, when people come into the classroom, I've got cameras everywhere as a metaphor. There's like 30, 40, some, most of them don't work, but that's not the point. Yeah. The point is that people are used to being surrounded by cameras and my advice to most people is you have a best self in there somewhere. Somewhere there's a best self. And even if for the most part, you don't actually put your best self forward, God damn it. In my class, you're going to learn how to do that from day one. Put your best self.
I love that. I feel like
your best self
I
forward.
I can use that in real life.
And that's all the best. That's all you can do. And you got a chance here, kid.
All right. I believe it. I believe that I'm just fun and quirky
and
enough
I
could go. I could go farther
that.
Like Gabby. I could go farther than people. I could take out like bikini models just by like, oh, she's got heart and she's fun.
We're not looking for a bikini model. We're looking for some.
No.
We're looking for our soulmates. God damn it. You got to be your best.
I feel that I could. I feel like I could at least make it to hometown.
I could get you.
Brendan.
I'm definitely getting you to that final rose.
I believe you. I have to make some residual money.
Brendan's raising his hand,
and
in my class, that's like
Brendan, are you going to give me some advice?
Well, no, I have some breaking news. Real time breaking
news.
KFI News Time 9:34.
What do you got?
Logan Palmer has released a statement on Instagram.
This
is happening as we are recording.
Tell me, what?
Quote unquote, this is straight from PeopleMagazine.com. People.com, Logan Palmer is opening up about his mental health after his sudden exit from The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Would you like me to read the statement?
Yes, obviously.
Quote unquote, here we go. Logan Palmer, I have struggled with my mental health since I was 12 years old. And this process was more difficult in that arena than I ever thought possible. Destructive thoughts and constant doubt are hurdles that I think everyone relates to at some point, but not everyone talks about. I want to be transparent about that part of my journey too, and I hope I can be a safe place for others who struggle with it. Of the experience, Palmer added, it wasn't all roses, but I am grateful for it all.
He wants to be the Bachelor.
Two very strong women gave me the opportunity to learn about myself. Thank you for your class, your patience, and your time. Rachel, I'm sorry that I added more difficulty to an already challenging journey. That was never my intention. And it was inspiring how strong you were through it all. Finally, Gabby, thank you for taking a chance on me. The stars didn't quite align with you, but I'm a better person for knowing you.
Wow. He wants to be the Bachelor. He wants to be the Bachelor.
Yeah. I wonder if the mental health struggle, though, I wonder if this goes back to our original point about some sort of incident on the ship.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay. No one puts that statement out if they got COVID.
He blew it.
He did something. Yeah. Something happened.
He blew a gasket on the ship, and it's going to come out. But that's the statement.
All right. So that means more info is coming about what actually went down on the Valiant Lady.
Wow.
Look, I get it. I have therapy, and I have looking under the hood under my belt as a human on Earth, and it would still be hard for me to be locked on the Valiant Lady competing with all my friends.
Especially with cocaine readily available for some fucking crew member.
Oh, my God. I've never done cocaine. Have you?
What?
Yeah. I've never done cocaine. Can you picture me on cocaine?
No.
Katie's typing is so loud. It's bananas. That's okay. Buy, sell. Katie, have you ever done cocaine? No. I assume the two men in the bottom squares have done cocaine. We're not going to push it. This is not the podcast. Have you ever done cocaine? Like, people love cocaine. I knew from a young age, I remember seeing a TV show and going, I would like that. I should probably never do that. I knew even as like a 7-year-old, like, I should probably not do that.
I think it was unwisely.
Yeah, I knew. Okay, so here we are. We're at the rose ceremony. Gabby is like, I need more time. I only have 4 guys left. Logan is gone. It's gone. Is how they phrased it. So basically, Ethan said to Tino, we took some disrespect to you walking off. Ethan was fucking coming in hot, and I was here for it. He's, you know what? He secured himself a trip to paradise.
Absolutely.
Ethan, calling him a baby back bitch and like confronting him. Do you agree?
For sure. He's going to be in paradise.
Yeah. And he's like, look, I just felt new. This is Tino. I felt new levels of vulnerability. I'm pissed. I was blindsided. It looked like I lit up her world. Who talks like that? Is that Playa del Rey talk? What is happening there?
Yeah.
Who talks like that? I'm like, what?
From Playa del Rey.
I'm not here for that. That didn't do it for me. So then Gabby has 3 roses. They show up in opera capes. Anna Karenina. They stumbled off the local production of Anna Karenina. Gabby, first rose goes to Earache. Then Jason, then Johnny, and she cut Spencer. I mean, she wasn't going to go to Fantasy Suites with Spencer.
Spencer has got to be not feeling too good about himself because he not only didn't get picked, he could have gotten picked. She could have given out a 4th rose.
I'd rather just do 3. I'd rather do 3.
Yeah. Good.
Like, do they get, so she only get 2 people in Fantasy Suites, or are they going to let her take all 3?
It's interesting. Who knows? This season is off the rails. Who knows what it could be?
This season is legit off the rails. Brendan.
Honest question. Is there any chance, because I have not checked spoilers, is there any chance they bring Logan back?
Doesn't sound like
not
it.
Not with that release right. today.
Okay. Is there any chance they bring Meatball back?
He was for Rachel.
No, I know. I'm just throwing things out there. From a production.
So then Rachel picked Avon, Tino, and then she cut Ethan because she already had Zach and she already had
Tyler. Oh, yeah, she only cut one guy.
Yeah, and then the great ledger. Now Rachel's ahead.
4-3.
She has
4-3.
Now people are not. My friends are not liking last night's episodes. I'm getting lots of texts. I liked it.
Yeah.
My friend Dennis Gubbin said, worst episode ever. Not hyperbole. I never hyperbole.
What do you think makes someone say they didn't like it? Was it not dramatic enough? Were people behaving badly?
I don't know. My friend Whitney said last night's episode was schizophrenic. I mean, people are all over the place.
Yeah.
Was it? I thought it was a good episode, but maybe my bar is really low. I am garbage. I don't know.
I loved it because there were two good twists. It was Nate going home and there was Logan, who knows what the hell happened, but leaving the show.
And Tino throwing the gasket.
I thought it was fun.
There was good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you guys, we love when you review us. Give us some reviews. It really helps. We're almost at 2,000.
Wow.
We're past 1.9. So just go give it some stars. Even if you don't write the words, just go log on and give it some stars. I would just do it myself if I could, but I can't like it. I can't like myself like 700 times. Let's see. Here's a 5-star review, Back into the Bachelorette, from Marty90. I used to watch the show with friends, but the screening parties died down during COVID. Without friends to watch the show with, I gave up on watching the seasons for the past couple of years. Now that I found this podcast, I have a reason to watch the show again. I love it so much. I mean, that is such a joy.
Lovely.
Don't even worry about it. Oh, yeah. This is from Art Like Bread. Now, it's on my phone, so it cuts off the length of the actual title of the review, but it was five stars for something. Deep appreciation for Arden, who makes me laugh every week. So lucky to have you. I mean, thank you. Here's one from Fun Couple, 5 stars. A podcast, I'm going to just guess what it says, but I think it's a podcast is never too late. It's right on time or something. Fun Couple. Have you ever wondered, how can I make everyone at Barnes & Noble's wonder why I'm cry laughing while not in the self-help section? Well, my friend, look no further. With Arden, the Captain Dracula, and this is you, Katie, the best vegan / doctor production team on the web, you two can laugh so hard in public, you both scare and entice strangers. Oh, Anna, we should say, is in Europe with Will Ferrell doing the Edinburgh Theater Festival.
Oh, cool.
Doing the Ron Burgundy podcast. Truly, that's why Anna's not here, because she's off being a G. Truly, this podcast makes my week brighter with its humor, hot takes, and genuine care shown for 20 to 30-somethings who may or may not be here for the right reasons. While some reviewers may feel the show should stick to exclusive Batch Nation trademark content, the coolest fans and the Willie Accept This Rose fans are so cool, understand the complexities of scheduling, even in our zoomed out COVID days. Everyone wants a piece of Arden, and who can blame them? Do yourself a favor and get on this ride, and don't forget your sleep crown. Yes, I will accept this rose.
Wow.
How is... Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Look at here. To the bit. Somebody wrote, I love the Summer House pod. Keep up the fantastic. I mean,
nice.
This is so great. All of this. This is all so great. We also love when you email us. And if you win, we're about to do the tweet of the week. If you win the tweet of the week, please email us your mailing address and how you participate is you do the tweets by midnight Pacific time on Monday nights to at Arda Marine, M-Y-R-I-N, and at Anna Hosnier, H-O-S-S-N-I-E-H, and do # W-Y-A-T-R, and that's how you're in the running. Here's an email from Michelle St. Paul. Paul F. Tompkins and Janie Hadid Tompkins watch Southern Charm 2 collab. Morning, Arda and Tana, longtime listener and Will You Accept This Rose and a patron. I was just listening to Stay F. Homekins podcast and heard that Paul and Janie watch Southern Charm 2. You are my favorite podcasters. I wonder if they'd ever come on the show one week. I mean, that we should do that sometime, Brendan. That'd be fun.
Paul F. and Janie? Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? That'd be so great.
Are you kidding? You're so obsessed with me.
Oh, my God. You're so obsessed with me. Okay. Here we go. There were so many tweets. I will narrow it down to like 10, and then we'll narrow it down to 2. Ready?
Yeah.
Guys, this is very important. This is from Melissa Jordan at MJ Jordan 7. Exterior, beachside in Mexico. All capitals. That's how it starts. Do you see that? That's a scriptwriter. Exterior, beachside in Mexico. Jesse. And do you, Rachel, take Tino to be your lawfully wedded baby back bitch?
Shut it down. Shut it down. No one's going to do that.
I mean, it's so, it's so good.
Shut it down.
I don't. It's gonna be hard to beat one. This is from Matthew Donahue. Rachel's quest to feel seen finally came to a head when she walked out wearing poofy red sleeves.
Oh my God! It's like a flotation device.
Oh my God, Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. I love Gabby's rose ceremony and a Karenina vibes. Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. Tino is giving me low budge Ken Marino vibes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, this is this is also from Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. Those lemonade stand children of the corn kids. Those lemonade stand children of the corn kids were totally giving me midsummer vibes, and I'm here for it. Peter better jump out of a bush dressed as a bear and bone zone someone in a windmill. This is also from Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. I would like to take a quick poll. Does anyone other than Ilaria Baldwin go into motherhood knowing 100% it's for them?
That's really good. That's really
funny. Oh my God, she's so funny. This is also Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. She's so funny. Gabby in her trench coat dressed in Amsterdam is giving me all of my friends studying abroad who tried to seduce men while in Carmen Sandiego cosplay. This is from our girl Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Okay, this is kind of violent, but hear me out. Great start to a treat. One time I saw this movie on Lifetime where a bride on her honeymoon was over her husband's shit and pushed him off the boat. They could do that or pull a Titanic and say, no lifeboat for you. Oh my God. And then Linda Bear wrote, did the rejected men fall through the pool cover? Oh my God. Shane Constant at Trixie Firecracker. So is Logan gone, or are we going to see him next week going Bubble Boy style while Gabby meets his family? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is from B. Perry at Great Bedonia. Logan making sure 100% his achievements by getting both bachelorettes to cancel a group date on his behalf.
That's true.
That was his, yeah. Okay, here's a few more. This is from Coco at Colleen C24. Wait, you mean to tell me someone tested positive after living on a cruise ship for 2 weeks and sharing whipped cream cans with six other people? Rachel on her date. This is a picture of a child wearing floaty sleeves. Do you see that, Brendan? Yeah. That's from Billy Clements. Here's another one from Billy Clements. Rachel right now. There's a lot of good visuals.
Oh, my God. That's rough.
Oh, my God. Here's one final one. There's two final. This is both of these are from Jeff Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham. Gabby, we're canceling tonight's cocktail party because of a potential COVID outbreak. BRB, going to find everyone else unmasked within 6 feet to tell them to.
So crazy.
And then this is from Jeff Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham. Just circling back to confirm, Logan is dead, right? Oh, my God. This is also from Jeff Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham. Rachel is hiding all of the men that self-eliminated in her sleeves.
Those fucking sleeves, comedy gold.
Oh, my God. There were so many. This is so, there was just, it was just, it
Where's
was.
Where's Seth?
There was at host body. Sometimes he tweets late. Richard Branson's COVID cruise rejuvenation plan was going so well until Logan got infected on an abandoned floating ode to celibacy. All right. I mean, do you have top two?
Definitely the first one.
The first one.
I thought Logan is dead.
Obviously the first one. And what did you say?
Logan is
what
dead.
Did you say? Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, here we go. So this is from Melissa Jordan at MJ Jordan 7, Exterior Beach in Mexico. Jesse, and do you, Rachel, take Tino to be your lawfully wedded baby back bitch? Or Jeff Graham at Jeffrey C. Graham, just circling back to confirm, Logan is dead, right? Logan is dead or baby back, bitch. Brendan.
Oh, God damn it. They're both so strong, but I'm going to go with the first one.
Okay, Bill.
I'm not a bandwagon jumper normally, but I think baby back bitch is undeniable.
I mean, if it ain't broken, yeah. I find it. Okay, Katie.
I gotta go baby back bitch too.
You know what? It is unanimous. And I don't think this person has won a sleep crown.
Yeah.
There you go. Melissa Jordan.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want your own sleep crown, go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR, put in code champion to get your own discount. And there's a sale at TeePublic on the champion merch right now, which is so cute. If you go to our website, rosepodcast.vodka, you can go to the store. But Melissa Jordan, MJ Jordan 7, Exterior Beach in Mexico, Jesse, and do you, Rachel, take Tino to be your lawfully wedded baby back bitch? That is a wonderful, short, concise, really well written. I loved the exterior. We haven't seen a format like that.
A great callback. It's fantastic.
Great. Really smartly written tweet. Really well written.
Nice.
Brendan, what would you like to promote? And every week we are doing right now Southern Charm, and then hopefully we'll be circling back soon to either Winter House, Summer House, et cetera, et cetera.
I'll join us at the Summer House pod. Also coming up, the brandocast.com, brand new episode with Moon Unit Zappa up now.
Wow.
Love it. How many episodes have you done of that?
110.
Wow.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Bill, what would you like to promote?
I believe I will be doing an upcoming episode of the brandocast.com. And I'm writing something that I think is pretty wonderful. And hopefully you guys will see it soon.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, it's groundbreaking.
Katie.
The LA animal shelters are super full still. Please go adopt or foster a dog if you can. Go to Foster for Life LA on Instagram, and you can see a bunch of amazing dogs that you can foster, or just go to the local shelter and meet a dog and take it home, please.
I want to say we will, our Patreon, we have our Southern Charm, which is so fun.
Good show.
We have our Summer House. It's a great show. And Lauren Lapkus and I are finishing up a script that we will be taking out that hopefully you'll all be seeing next summer, which I just say a little prayer that we sell it, we make it, and it's a freaking the number one movie.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's really fun.
You're so obsessed with me.
Oh my God, Lauren, you're so fucking obsessed with me, Lauren. It's really fun. It's really fun. We go on shenanigrams together. It's a real bananagram adventure.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for your time and your service to all of our listeners. Hello, we love you. And you guys are so, oh my God, you guys are so obsessed with me. All right, until next time, my name is Arna Ray. I go, bye. Woo.
All up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a wave.
Surfing!
Give me a city tour.
The trolley!
Give me animals.
The zoo!
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park!
Give me a woo!
Roller coaster!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.